Hey everybody, and welcome back to Don't Quit Your Day Job Special Edition here. This is the version of the show that I like to call You Listen to Hot Garbage. And today, all the way from the wild suburbs of Chicago, Illinois, Alec Bloom Jr., sometimes known as AJ. Which do you prefer, Alec? Alec or AJ?
Probably AJ, because it's easier to explain to people.
Okay.
Instead of correcting people saying Alex all the time.
Oh, that's true. So if you go to Starbucks, do you say AJ or Alec?
I don't go to Starbucks, but I would say AJ.
All right, well, welcome to the show. Thanks for making the trip. We are live from 222. Thanks for coming all the way here just to do this show.
It's the only reason I came.
Cool. So as listeners of this show know, we are talking about a song that you think is good but is objectively terrible, right? That's the idea here. You get that, right?
I think so. I brought some extra hot garbage with me just for the occasion.
So if you were to describe your primary listening, are you a lover of country music?
I have a growing love of country music. I have always had a love of older country music, like highwaymen, like 60s, 70s country, more like blue-collar working man. Well, I mean, I guess it all is, but less modern, poppy, like hokey, you know, I love my pickup truck kind of music.
Okay.
That people tend to make fun of. But I have, in recent years, branched into that partially through the band that we play in together, where we do some country covers. It's become more part of my repertoire.
So speaking of the band where we play country covers, part of the enjoyment that I get from it is not in the songs. I legitimately think a lot of the songs are bad. But it's fun to play to people who like those songs, regardless of what I think of them, right? That's kind of what we're talking about here, right?
Exactly, right. Yeah, when you get in front of people and they're actually dancing and singing along with you, it's a lot better than playing the songs that you love to nobody.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you enjoy playing, you're a guitar player, do you enjoy playing country guitar?
It's probably my favorite in general.
Wouldn't you rather shred like an 80s wizard than play some chicken picking thing?
If I could, I might consider it.
What do you mean if you could? You're very self-deprecating, but you're quite a good guitar player. So you could do sweep arpeggios if you wanted.
I wouldn't use the words wizard, 80s, or shred to describe anything that I feel I'm capable of doing, especially on stage.
Now, what's more important, the presentation? So, like, what you're bringing from stage, is that more important than the particular tone that your guitar is giving off at any given moment? Because we've talked about this with our wives respectively, and our wives are very, like, the tone that we each come up with in the end is very important to our wives, wouldn't you say?
The utmost importance, which I say in jest, of course. I think we all like to think that our tone is super important, but at the end of the day, nobody's really noticing that,
right?
Unless they are also a musician, or unless the rest is so well taken care of that then they can listen to the tone as well. But I think first you have to have stage presence and energy and get people engaged with you. And then they go, oh yeah, and by the way, you know, that bass player really sounds great or what have you.
What about the idea that the singer's really all that matters? And in the case of our cover band, our singer is pretty tremendous. So everything that we're doing is sort of secondary, no matter, in the best of circumstances. Yeah. And I don't mean that in a negative way, right? That's the way it should be, kind of.
Regrettably for all other musicians, I think that's kind of true. It's like you kind of live and die by your front man and their personality.
So then going back to this modern country thing, a lot of these performers, they're not writing their own music. They're not performing their own music, right? They're buying songs from a Nashville songwriting team and putting them out there, and then, like, it's according to a formula, right? So
sure.
is there any sort of self-expression happening there, in your opinion?
I got to be honest, I'm not sure, and I do know that, and I attempt to not think about it. I do on accident, but I also try to just enjoy what I'm hearing. But, you know, for sure, I think there's a few acts and, you know,
that you and I have listened to together as we figure out guitar parts or whatever, what people want to listen to. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy is, I think, objectively a terrible song that that people love. Would you agree? Is there anything redeeming in a song like that for you as a listener, not as a performer?
I don't get it personally, but I'll play it all day.
Being charitable. If we're talking about modern country, do the lyrics have to be the dumbest common denominator lyrics? Is that like a requirement for the song?
I feel like we're really setting me up for failure here when the song comes on. But it seems like they can be as dumb as they want to be as long as there is something that people really relate to in it universally. And I think that this song kind of has one of those.
Well, using your own example, like trucks and dog died and all of that,
right.
I don't know that those are universal topics. Aren't those like stereotypical like redneck topics?
I guess. But
as a truck lover yourself, are you going to write a song about trucks?
Probably not.
If your truck, like if you were driving your truck down the here, perfect example. If you were driving your truck down the street. And it just stopped working.
Uh-huh.
Are you immediately going to go home and pick up your guitar and talk about how sad you are that your truck died?
Probably not. But a lot of it's just, it's like allegorical or it's like, you know, supposed to represent, you know, your attachment to something. You know, the feeling is transmutable, right? Everybody understands like the feeling of what they're talking about. Maybe they don't have a pickup truck or care about pickup trucks, but they have something else. I don't know. This is my paper thin defense of it, but...
I would argue you're being way too charitable, right? I would argue for the type of song we're talking about that it is crass monetization of music, right? So I'm going to write about this garbage topic because I know some dummy in wherever United States is going to buy it.
Sure. Well, again, we'll hear the song and I'm feeling more and more like you've brought a gun to a knife fight here and...
Well,
but I'll do
my best. You knew what you were getting into when I invited you on the show.
Sure.
So do you like the song, first of all?
I do like the song. I like several things about the song. I'd be happy to tell you what once we hear
we'll
it.
We'll definitely get into that. All right. So what is the song?
It's called I Hold On. I think I Hold On by Dierks Bentley, who is a well-known, I think, mostly for his song Burning Man.
Is he German? Dierks is certainly a German name.
I don't know what his, you know.
Okay. So it's Dierks Bentley, I Hold On?
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is.
It's just an old beat up truck. Some say that I should trade up now that I got some jangle in my pocket. But what they don't understand is it's the miles that make a man. I wouldn't trade that thing in for a rocket. What they don't know is my dad and me, we drove her out to Tennessee. She's still here now, he's gone. So I hold on. It's just an old beat-up box, it's rusty strings across the top. It probably don't look like much to you, but these dents and scratches in the wood, yeah, that's what makes it sound so good. To me, it's better than brand new. You see this here flat-top guitar's had my back in a million bars, singing every country song. So I hold on to the things I believe in. walking at? Yeah, let me tell you something. I hold on. I hold on. Can you hear me, baby? I hold on. Yeah.
That was I Hold On by Dierks Bentley, a song that AJ Bloom apparently likes for reasons which are unfathomable to me, but we are about to find out. So here's the best thing I can say, AJ. It starts with a cool backwards guitar thing, which they never ever go back to again in the song. So what?
Are you making fun of that? Because it's backwards guitar?
It's like something interesting in a modern country song.
Sure.
But then they never do it again.
I mean, it's kind of hard to go back to, though. It's both slower than the rest of the song, and it would feel a little awkward to plop that back in, I think. But
it's an up-tempo song. It's the standard 1-4-5. There might be a 6 in there, but definitely 1-4-5.
Sure.
Right? It's every modern country song there is. Jangle in My Pocket.
Mm-hmm, yep.
He's not going to trade in that old truck because he drove it to Tennessee with his dad.
Yeah, see, there you go. People
get
that.
So, again, the lyrics aren't terrible, right? But they're really on the nose, I would say.
Sure.
So are these lyrics speaking to you? Is that part of why you're enjoying the song?
I'll fast forward all the way to the part where I say that I mostly listen to most music as a guitar player, and I actually find a lot of country tones and approach to soloing and stuff to be incredibly good. And I'm not saying this guy, I don't even know the guitar player's name, to be honest.
Right.
He's not probably not one of the all-time greats, but very enjoyable to listen to. Some things that I could take away from and use, but I think that, it's a little derivative of every other country song, but at the same time, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And like, he's still making good music, and the mix is good. And the ideas are maybe tired, but
is the point of this song to make bank, or is this the point of the song self-expression, or can there be an in between? I guess is really the question.
My hope would be that the point of this song is deepen community within the people that are listening to it, but it's probably just to make bank.
And he goes from the truck to talking about his beat up old guitar.
I know.
It's just, I mean, it's so on the nose, and it makes my eyes roll so far back in my head that I lose more vision, right? My eyesight's already really bad.
But you listen to it a couple times, and then you're humming it, right? And
it's
super catchy.
That's true.
It has parts that, if you were to do it yourself, in your own song, you go, oh, I did a pretty good job with that,
So, okay, so let's travel down that road just for a moment. Would you be happy with yourself for writing a song as good as this song?
For sure. I think it's a very well-constructed song. The worst thing that I think I can say about it is that it's incredibly derivative of a lot of other country songs. But
So if you were to say, here's a country song, like, no one's going to say, oh, that's Dierks Bentley or that's whoever, because they all kind of sound the same, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Wait, what's the question?
I guess I wasn't making one. I guess, or asking one. I guess I was making a point at how hollow this style of music is.
Sure.
But as you said before, I would play this song on stage all day long.
Totally. Well, I mean, I have plenty of country music I listen to that I would actually, you know, stand in the corner and fight over, because I think it's genuinely good and they're doing a good job of making it from the heart. But you wanted a song that I thought other people might laugh at, and this is for sure one of them that I think other people would laugh at, but I find myself, singing along with the words when it comes on.
So you're taking the hit on behalf of the show, which I appreciate.
Yes.
I appreciate that. Last question here. How did you hear this song, like, compared to any other song?
My brother-in-law knows that we do the country cover band, and he said, have you ever done any one of this guy's songs? And I said, no, I've never even heard of him. And then I listened to a couple of tracks and realized that I actually have heard him all over the radio. I hadn't heard this song before.
Okay.
And I watched the video for it, and again, it's exactly what you'd imagine the video looks like.
How many American flags are in there?
I had six beers or whatever that night, and I was sitting on the couch going, this is a great song. And I would do it again unapologetically.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming on the show and defending what is undeniably, uncategorically, objectively
a pretty good song.
No, I wasn't gonna say that, but thanks for saving me from the abyss, AJ. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.